Said the young city slicker to the young country girl, your eyes are just like diamonds. They shine like the lights in tall buildings at night, which to me are so inviting. Said the young country girl to the young city man, the city life is so scary. It's not that my love for you isn't true, but my home is on the prairie.
It's one of those things where it's kind of country influenced. It sort of has that Tex-Mex type of rhythm to it. And I'd say the harmony singing is definitely country influenced, and maybe even the storyline is certainly country influenced.
What's your inspiration for this?
Well, you know, it's kind of funny. I think all the songs I wrote, all the songs that I do write, they're based on maybe experiences that I've had, but I couldn't pinpoint an exact experience, and they're just emotions, I guess, that I've had.
We're speaking with Tom Cornish and Russ Rayfield about their group, which is called the Jug Sluggers. Russ, you probably know more jazz tunes than any bluegrass banjo player around. Why did you go that way?
We were experimenting around with swing for a while early on with early versions of the combo, and basically trying to do them kind of in a bluegrass roll style, just because, and Bye Bye Blues and that kind of stuff. And I got interested just in the whole idea of this other improvisational style that sort of grew up parallel to bluegrass, that modern jazz really started, I think, in the 40s, in the same way that bluegrass kind of grew out of that at the end of the war. And so I kind of broke off playing with the Monday Night Square Dance and really playing much bluegrass for a while, and started to concentrate on trying to do something different with the banjo. Everybody has to have a shtick, right? And so I figured this would be a good shtick, because ain't any people doing this.
What's the inspiration for Everything's Doing Just Fine?
My tendency is to write tunes that are in a particular style. I was interested in writing a swing tune, and so I just made up a hook and a chord progression and sort of put it together.
But is there a specific thing that really got you going on Everything's Doing Just Fine?
Well, I liked the... I fell in love with the chord progression, the bits and pieces of the chord progression, the way it moves. And then you've got a bridge that moves in a strange way, chromatically in this case, and the words are sort of happy-go-lucky, real simple. The story and the song is almost a vehicle for this nice chord progression that I really like and the melody that I really enjoy.
I ain't got nothing for Ray. I ain't got nothing in mind. I got no reason to hurry, 'cause everything's doing just fine. I ain't got nothing invested. I ain't got nothing but time. I gotta keep healthy and rested, 'cause everything's doing just fine. Someday, suddenly, there will be stormy weather. That's when everything's gotta get a whole lot better. I ain't got nothing to worry. I ain't got nothing in mind. I got no reason to hurry, 'cause everything's doing just fine.
In the Jug Sluggers, you play many different musical idioms, but you try to keep them separate. Now, why is that?
For me, it just gives us more variety in the show, so that instead of having a jazz tune that sounds like the country tune you just played, you have really, really separate ideas, and because we're all good enough singers to pull this off, we manage to even keep the singing in different styles. People come down and see us, and they don't want to just hear the same sound all set long or all night long. And because we're so freeform about the whole thing, if you come and see us two weeks in a row, you get a completely different show. If I have a favorite one I want to do, then I call it that night.
If there's a new thing with the Jug Sluggers, Tom, is that you've picked up the fiddle, you know, after years of not playing the fiddle. And you started with that and then got away from it, and Now it's back.
Yeah, I mean, I did play the fiddle probably 25 years ago, and then I just totally stopped. And then maybe 3 years ago, 4 years ago, maybe, I picked it up again, and I guess I've been maybe a little more serious about it this time, a little more serious trying to pursue it and learn it.
You know, I think also that it was easier for him to go ahead and pick up the violin because he's grown as a musician. He's taken some keyboard, he plays drums and bass and other things as well. So it's, I think, adding just another language to the chorale is not as hard as it was, let's say, 25 years ago.
And on this recording, Russ, you and Tom do a cool thing, bringing the instruments in separately and then featuring Tom's vocal. The Jug Sluggers, always known for musical eclecticism. Originals? Of course. Favorite standards? Yep. And they're back on the old-time fiddling they used to do 25 years ago. You can catch the Jug Sluggers at Dunn Brothers on Grand in St. Paul, Friday night, November 29th at 7 p.m. The web address is jugsluggers.com. This program is made possible by the Minnesota Arts and Cultural Heritage Fund. Phil Nussbaum speaking.